May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Back in 2010, during the season of Lent, our Tuesday evening and Thursday morning Bible study classes delved into the Lord's Prayer. We spent 6 weeks together looking at this prayer, and there are quite a few of you here today who were part of that study. And I remember our conversations were deep and rich, faithful and formative. There was something powerful about studying this familiar prayer, but spending time with it and really listening to the words. I also remember that study because it was the first time that I heard someone share an experience of the Lord's Prayer that was vastly different from my own. Now, I did not grow up in the United Church of Christ, which is the denomination that Old South is a part of, but I grew up in a similar Protestant tradition, the United Methodist Church. And so all of the churches that I either grew up in or served along the way, those churches included the Lord's Prayer as a regular part of worship. It was often connected with some other time of prayer in the service, like it is for us. We put it at the end of the pastoral prayer, the time of prayer in worship. So I did not grow up as part of a tradition that saw the Lord's Prayer, used the Lord's Prayer as a tool of penance. And so I had never heard someone share the experience of the Lord's Prayer as being something that felt more like a punishment than an invitation to connect with God. And that was so eye-opening for me, that the Lord's Prayer could be seen as something that was a punishment instead of an invitation. And so our hope is, over the next 3 weeks, that we will spend some time with this prayer, knowing that all of us bring different experiences of this prayer to this community. But our hope is that we together can experience this prayer as an invitation to deepen our connection with God and with each other. Now, when we engaged in that study almost a decade ago, we did it together and we learned together about the Lord's Prayer. So that's how we're going to start today, to see what we can learn together about the Lord's Prayer. So I'm going to ask a few questions and see what you all might share in response. Now, I know that we have a lot of visitors who are here today. So let me first say, please don't worry. You don't need to start looking for the closest exit. This is not going to be a test. Members of the congregation are very used to these kinds of sermons, and I only call on people who raise their hands. So I'm not going to call on anyone who is here today who does not want to participate, but that I hope you will also know that there is an invitation that if you have something you want to contribute to this, please raise your hand and let me know, and you can engage in this conversation with us. So I want us to start right at the beginning of the Lord's Prayer. This is one that we should all be able to figure out together. What are the first two words of the Lord's Prayer? Excellent. See how good you guys are doing already, right? Our Father. So I actually want us to spend a moment on the second word first. Father. That is the language that Jesus gives us in this prayer to connect with God. Why do you think that Jesus chose that word, Father, to give us in the Lord's Prayer? What does it help us to do? What does it tell us about who God is? Why, Father? Donna. The love of a parent, right? To remind us of our relationship with God, who is like a parent to us. Great. What else do you hear in Father? Daryl.
Someone to look up to.
Someone to look up to, right? So it's not just a friend. There's something different about a relationship with a parent, someone to look up to, a father. So certainly something based in love, but also respect maybe too. Good, yeah. So it invites us into this relationship, this reminder to us that God is not just a distant power, but that God is a presence in our lives, someone who loves us like a parent, which invites us to come to God fully. Yeah. A role model, absolutely. So God as a role model, and this prayer actually is kind of role modeling for us, how to relate to God in prayer. That's excellent. So we've got Father, but notice I'm gonna go back to the first word now. Our Father. So it's not my Father, this is not an individual prayer. The language that Jesus gives us is plural, collective, our Father. So who is included in the our? Who? Everybody. Yeah, so there's something really powerful about that. This sense that when we are praying the Lord's Prayer in community, we feel that sense of our all around us when we unite our voices together in these words. But there's something that's so awesome about it, that even when we pray this prayer on our own, we're not actually praying it alone. We are using this word our to connect us with all Christians who use these same words to approach God in prayer. So even when we pray alone, it's like we're not actually alone, because we are connected to this greater community that is praying along with us. There's another part of the hour. Can anyone think of anything else that someone in particular? Fran?
Jesus,
right? So when Jesus is giving these words to the disciples and he's saying, hey, pray with these words with me, our Father, we are actually getting to join with Jesus in praying these words. So the hour includes not only our community, but also Jesus. So it's like we've got Jesus on one side and our community of Christian brothers and sisters on the other side, and all of us together come to approach our Father in prayer. And then we go on to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. What do we know to be true about God's kingdom? How would we describe God's kingdom? What are the aspects of God's kingdom that we are praying for when we say, thy kingdom come? Yeah, Nancy. Peace. Okay, we're praying for peace. Yes. What else are we praying for? Yeah. Unending love. Yes. What else might we be praying for? Oh, yeah. Kathy. Say again. Unity. Yes. Peace. Unity. Unending love. We are praying and acknowledging that this world is not yet fully like what God's kingdom will be, and we are praying for that kingdom to come here on earth, for our hearts to be more aligned with what God wants for this world, for the kingdom to come into our midst, into our lives, into our hearts. So as we begin this prayer, it's like we are aligning our hands and our hearts with God. We connect one hand on one side with Jesus, the other hand on the other side with our Christian brothers and sisters, siblings in Christ, and together we align our hearts with God's. And then we get to continue with the prayer. So once we are connected, once we are aligned, we get to see what we ask of God. And we will explore that over the next 2 weeks. So as you go forth this day, and in the weeks ahead, as you pray this familiar prayer, words that might just roll right off your tongue without even thinking about them, we invite you to pause, to think, to savor these words, and to savor the opportunity to come in prayer to a God who loves us more than we could ever, ever imagine. A God who wants so much for us and for this world. And that is possible through us. Amen.